I think you gotta be the prize, and you gotta have more than one weapon. You know what I mean? You gotta be able to do more than just cheat. Like, you gotta bring a lot of shit to the table. Like, you gotta have a lot of different weapons. It can't just be money and sex. It can't just be. You gotta have a lot of weapons. Like, you gotta bring shit that niggas ain't bringing. Like, you know what I mean? You gotta bring the knowledge, the wisdom. You gotta be a winner. You gotta be athletic. You gotta be a lot of shit. Like, so if she fuck up, she know, like, she ain't gonna be able to bounce back. You feel what I'm saying? You gotta be like, yo, it gotta be more than finance and sex. Like, you gotta have the knowledge. You gotta mentally change the whole outlook. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
I feel you.
But you in a good position. You healthy. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Ain't too many joints to pick from. You know what I mean? Plus, like, they need us. We don't need them. Because on a black man pool, either they either gay, dead, or in jail. So they don't got too many options. See, the game open for us. You know what I mean? It's hard for them to be the prize because they got too much competition. First, they got to be bad as shit. That's number one. You know what I mean? Second, they gotta have a nice body. Third, they gotta have education. They gotta have bread because.
So that's your philosophy?
That's the truth. Like, figure, like, it's more girls than men, period.
It's true.
And then the black women, they gotta deal with the bad Spanish women, the white women, the Italian women. They all like black men. You feel me? So we got options. They don't got no options.
We got options.
Especially if you darkism is colorism, they might as well just hang it the fuck up. You know what I mean? They only gonna want the light skinned Jones. You know what I mean? The other nationalities. That's facts. It's colorism in the industry. So that knock a lot of them off. So that's what's just gonna be the brown skin ones and the light skinned ones. You know what I mean? And them Ricans is bad. They done murdered them with the star tenders at the bar, like, so, and all the women want black dudes. So we win it. As far as our nationality with the women, they gotta take a backseat and be humble because they're not gonna get the same offers. Then at the 35, it's over for them. For women. Women at the 35 is always the younger girl. You know what I'm saying? See, we could be old like you is, or older, and have a young 27-year-old. They can't do that. They're gonna have to pay for that. You know what I'm saying? Men body don't break down like women. So we got the advantage all around. So men, period, all nationalities is winning. You know what I mean? Women don't got that luxury. Because if you're not really a nice-looking female, it's over for you. To be truthful, you ain't going to get no nigga with no bread. Like, you might as well chalk that one. But the pretty girl going to get everything first. You know what I'm saying? Especially if she built like a stallion. So it's harder for them. They got to do more. It's more competition. Us, we ain't got that much competition. You know what I'm saying? They gotta really, really, really go hard. You know what I'm saying? To make their mark and they perfect. You know what I'm saying? It's women that gain weight, they get fat. You know, girls, like, they always gonna go with the younger stallion that's out. So women gotta work extra hard. Cause there's a lot of bad Jones too. See, there's a lot of nice looking Jones. But ain't too many thorough guys. You feel what I'm saying? So we can walk out that door and really grab anything we want. You know what I mean? Cause the odds and the female, the number ratio is up. You feel what I'm saying? So they gotta pay homage a little bit. You know what I mean? What you think?
Huh?
What you think?
I think
that ain't true though.
No, I didn't say it's true. Like, some of it is facts. It's facts. It's true. I'm saying, you gonna live your life. You know, worry about how pretty a girl is and stuff.
No,
like
but
that.
They need that though. That's not just that, but that's society standards.
Standards.
You're not gonna get because like it comes with offers for them. They might get their food paid for. They might get the door open for them. It's like little stuff they do for them. That's not the foundation, but we human, though. A bad joint gonna win. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't pump fake that. You know what I mean? Because certain cars, you only can put certain women in. A Ferrari, you can't put no any girl in a Ferrari. You can't put no any girl in a Bentley. Arm candy is a must. Just like if we go to the matinee or we go to the LA, we go to the Grammys, you gotta have something nice on your head. You can't go into Barney's or Birkin, buy a Birkin bag for no ugly joint. So it's already discriminated against already. You know what I'm saying? How you gonna go to a 5-star restaurant or go to Del Frisco's or something that ain't nice, but she got a sloppy shape? You can't do that. You know you violated. You already know that's not a go. So that's why I say looks matter. Not to get the rich or the looks, but certain places you gotta have something nice. The beach. What you think of the beach?
Beach?
A two-piece or a one-piece? She got to be able to wear a two-piece. You go to the beach, now, that's for both parties, the man and the woman. You got to at least be beach-worthy. Now, that a pool party shut everything down. You can't fake. One thing you can't fake is your core. You can't argue the core. Either you got a nice core, a hard core, or you got a trash core. You can't argue the midsection. That's no debate. You know what I'm saying? You can't argue that. You can fix the face, but you got to work hard to get the midsection, men and women. You know what I'm saying? That's no debate. You know what I mean? But I don't know. But if she's skinny and slim, she always going to win. Because she always going to have a nice body. You know what I'm saying? But like, because you know they body shaming now on the internet too. So, like in the gram, everything changed. It's different from when you came up. You know, everything is cameras everywhere. Everything is public image. You know what I'm saying? So, on that note, you can't fake your jacks. You know what I'm saying? Because if you ugly, a nigga ain't going to post you on his page as a girl. That's true or false?
You can't fake your
jacks. Niggas be in the faking jacks. Like, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? You can't fake your jacks. This girl's like, he won't never post me. Maybe you kind of ugly. That's why I ain't posting you. He love you though, but he don't want the world to know about you. You know what I mean? Vice versa. Girls too, right? Ain't gonna post the trick board with the breadsticks. You know what I mean? Because it ain't a good public image. He gotta be presentable. What you think of presentation? Presentation. He gotta be presentable. He can't be crazy out this joint, cuz. This shit wild, man. I don't know me. You know what I mean?
Everybody's different.
I mean, for the masses, though. Media image rules, man, in this day and time. You don't think so? Instagram is running shit. Like, you got to go with the generations, man. Like, I can't front on that. Like, but, I don't know. What's your opinion, though?
It's opinion, you know.
How you view it?
I feel, you know, it is what it is.
How you call it, though? Call it down the middle.
I don't
know, man. I'm not a big game, man. Call it down the middle, though.
Yeah. You got it, man.
Call it.
You got it.
Am I lying, though?
Huh?
Am I lying? It ain't no truth to what I'm saying?
You got it, man. You got it.
I mean... Image is everything. I mean,